They have an incredibly delicious maple syrup that they make right there locally. And, you know, we're there because we're celebrating. This is National Small Business Week, and we signed a proclamation declaring this is Illinois' week to celebrate, along with the nation, to celebrate our small businesses. Small businesses are the backbone of the Illinois economy. Two out of every three new jobs, think about that, two out of every three new jobs in Illinois and across America are created by small business, and the majority of Illinoisans work for a small business. So their businesses succeeding and growing is the key to more jobs in Illinois and rising and higher family incomes in Illinois. So we need to do everything we can to support them. And the tragedy in Illinois, and this is why we're working so hard in our administration, the tragedy is small businesses are struggling in Illinois. They can't be very competitive. We've got the highest property taxes in America that hurts our small businesses and keeps them from having lower costs so they can hire more people and pay more. And also we've got more regulations, more restrictions, filings, fees, red tape, and limitations on our businesses than any of the other states in the Midwest. We've got twice as many regulations on our small businesses as Missouri does, twice as many as Kentucky does, and Indiana has way fewer regulations, and that's the reason Indiana is the number one state where our jobs are moving to. And that's what we're striving to do, cut the red tape on our regulations, bring down our property taxes so we can grow more jobs and get higher family incomes.
My co-host Patty is a small business owner. What are some of these regulations that we require in the state of Illinois that they aren't doing in Kentucky? Can you give me a couple of big examples? Like Kentucky's not doing it, Indiana's not doing it, yet we are.
Yeah, so there are many, many. In fact, you can come to illinois.gov and look at the regulations. It's actually stunning. But so one of the worst regulations in Illinois is our regulations around injured workers inside a company. We want to have good health care for somebody who's injured on the job. We want to cover them well, make sure that they are treated and rehabilitated so they can get back to work and continue on in their careers. But in Illinois, our regulations are such that lawyers can claim all kinds of injuries under our workers' comp system that aren't work-related, that have nothing to do with a work injury. They're something, an old sports injury or something that happened around the house or something like that. In Illinois, we allow those to be claimed under workers' comp, whereas in the other states, if it's work-related, they treat it, and they treat it well. And as a result, our workers' comp insurance rates are way higher. They're like triple those in Indiana, and much higher than in Missouri and Kentucky. And as a result, in fact, Caterpillar told me that the workers' comp rates in Illinois are five times higher than the other states where they build their heavy equipment, and that's one of the primary reasons that Caterpillar has been growing their jobs primarily in other states, not in Illinois. That's just one of the biggest examples of what we got to change.
So, Patty, is there a regulation that it comes to you immediately that it's like, why are we doing this? They're not doing it elsewhere.
Well, it's as non-glamorous as workers' comp sounds, it's very true for a lot of businesses because, you know, as the governor just pointed out, you may not realize it, but people are going to get injured at work, not because they're careless, but sometimes there will be injuries. And so when you have to carry something and you also want to make sure that you're covering your employee as an employer of a small business, you can maybe look like you're not giving the best that you can, which then brings back to the small business owner. And we were doing a remote yesterday, Governor, at a small business as well.
Yeah.
You bring back to the owner a lot of stress that they then have to take to work to continue to keep smiling and trying to do a great job. It's just, it's this giant circle of all of these pieces coming back on a person that is giving you, as we pointed out in the beginning, a couple of dollars, when you look at the small business versus the corporate that we have right now.
So
I was just with a little manufacturing firm that's north of Peoria this week, and they were telling me that in order to expand their plant, they want to add about 80 new jobs in addition on the 200 they've got, which is exactly what we want to do and what we need in Illinois. And they said the filing fee in order to expand on their land, the environmental impact statement, we need to protect our environment, but they're going to cost over $100,000 just to do that. Other states don't cost that much. The restrictions on their ability to build in certain parts of their land and the hassles they were going through in order to extend a road that other states very quickly can get approval and the coordination for the effort. In Illinois and in the local governments, it's a hassle and it's a very extended time frame. And they were tearing their hair out. They said they've been trying to grow for 2 years, and there's all these layers of bureaucracy and layers of restrictions that other states just don't have. And they were saying if they weren't so loyal to central Illinois, they'd be tempted to go over to Indiana or Missouri. It's just more flexible. It's more business-friendly climate over there.
Right. Yeah, like the folks at Funk's Grove, they're not going anywhere. I mean, they've been there.
Well, that's right, and it's a wonderful thing, but they're frustrated.
Right.
They've got a lot of restrictions, too. But they've been in that same beautiful grove of elm trees and maple trees. Their original old growth is stunningly beautiful. I encourage everybody to get out if you haven't been there. They have trees that are hundreds of years old. It's never been logged ever in Illinois history. And the family's been in there, and they tap the maple trees and make syrup. It's delicious.
So workers' compensation reform, regulatory relief, property tax freeze. You want to consolidate a lot of government entities here. You want term limits. You want the fair maps. I want it all, too. But you're butting heads with Mike Madigan, and are we going to get a budget? Is it one of these deals where it's who's going to blink first? Because
well,
this guy's been around a long time.
We've got to compromise. All of us have to compromise, and respect each other and come up with a middle ground that works. We need truly balanced budgets for the long term. So far, Madigan's Democrats and the majority in the General Assembly don't want to change anything. They want the current status quo to continue to exist. And they've said, Governor, just support us. We want to raise taxes. You need to support us in a big tax hike. And I've said, raising taxes will not solve our problem. And, Scott, here's the core issue. In Illinois, we haven't created any net new jobs. No net new jobs for 17 years. Think about that. 17 years in Illinois, no net new jobs. And in that same time frame, government spending has gone up 66%. It's stunning, unsustainable. And anybody who thinks, well, let's just raise taxes to make up for that gap, that'll just make the problem worse. That'll just push more small businesses out of the state and make our working families, that's basically a pay cut for our working families. That's what the Democrats want, is a big income tax hike. It won't solve our problem. We need to make the kind of changes, regulatory relief, property tax relief, consolidation of our local governments. We have 7,000 units of local government, way more than any other state.
I think a lot of
keeps our property tax.
I think a lot of people listening are agreeing with you and probably feeling the same way I am. When I hear those numbers, you talk about jobs and net job loss, it just burns my behind.
I
always point my finger at the guy who has been, how many years do you say?
Mike Madigan has been for 35 years. He's been at General Assembly for 41
So can anything get done while he has that position? He wields power.
Here's the key is the people around Illinois, and it's the reason we're traveling. I travel 7 days a week. You get the message to people. The folks in central Illinois and southern Illinois and the suburbs of Chicago, they need their representatives to represent them, not be just loyal to the political machine that can control Chicago. They need to have representatives who look out for their districts, the local citizens. But the reality is the state is suffering. We need to change, and a tax hike will not solve our problem.
But Governor,
if the people stand up, we'll get there.
The reality is you go against Mike Madigan, who was the last guy to go against Mike Madigan. He wasn't reelected. No one's willing to step up.
Well, this is what we need, the people of Illinois, to let their voices be heard. You know, some people say, well, Governor, you know, term limits or fair maps, that has nothing to do with the budget. Don't worry about those issues. Do them later. Yeah, boy, oh, boy, Scott. Term limits and fair maps would restore democracy, stop the concentration of power in our government, and small businesses want to see democracy restored. They want to see competitive general elections. If they have more confidence in our state, they'll be more likely to come here, to invest here, to grow here. It has everything to do with balanced budgets for the long term. And one of the things the people of Illinois can do is say, we will only vote for representatives in the General Assembly who will commit to put term limits on the ballot. If you won't commit to it, we're not voting for it. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Commit to term limits, commit to redistricting reform, and we'll vote for you. If you won't commit to it, we won't.
Governor President Trump alluded the other day that he's frustrated with how deals are done in Washington D.C. It's not run like a business. It's a slow process. Are you feeling that same frustration? Did you come into this thinking you had accomplished a lot more than you've had accomplished in the last couple of years?
Well, there's no question that we need big changes, and the General Assembly, the majority Democrats, you know, they created the current structure, so they're very reluctant. So far, they've refused to make big changes. The good news is, in our administration, we've driven major changes just unilaterally ourselves. Even though the General Assembly blocked a fair foundation so we could fix up the fairgrounds to get more agriculture promotion and more tourism, we went ahead and went around them and got private citizens to do a fair foundation, and that's getting started. We set up Intersect Illinois to recruit businesses, even though the General Assembly wouldn't support us recruiting more businesses through a not-for-profit entity that's not taxpayer-funded. The General Assembly has tried to block changes, but we've gone ahead. We've cut $220 million out of Medicaid fraud without the General Assembly's help. We've gone ahead and cut $800 million in operating costs in the government operations without the General Assembly's help. We've done major IT improvements, information technology improvements to drive up productivity and drive down costs without the General Assembly's help. So we're doing big changes. And we're succeeding to protect taxpayers. But it'd be nice to get the General Assembly to compromise and get some additional changes as well.
All right. I ask everyone, I have Dan Brady, Bill Brady, Jason Berrickman, I'll ask you the same question. Are you optimistic that a balanced budget will be done for the next fiscal year?
I am always optimistic. I did this. You know, Scott, I'm a volunteer. I don't take any compensation at all. I do this because I love Illinois. I want this to be a great place for our children and our grandchildren. And I believe in Illinois. I believe in the people of Illinois. And this change is taking too long. I'm extraordinarily frustrated. I am not a patient person, but I am persistent. We've got to stay persistent. We will change the system so we can have a long-term better future, and we will get there by staying strong.
All right. Let me ask you what your plans are this weekend. We are going to lay to rest a local hero, Sergeant Josh Rogers, who was recently killed. You know the story.
Yeah,
in Afghanistan. Are you going to be able to make it for that?
Yes, I am. I'm going to come down and go to the visitation with his family. It's very sad. You know, our military men and women in uniform are our heroes. I spoke with his parents several days ago. I'm going to come on Saturday for the visitation. And we need to cherish our veterans and our men and women in uniform. They're our heroes. They're the reason that we're the greatest nation on earth and the world's beacon of freedom and hope and democracy. So I will be there, and we all need to do everything we can to support our men and women in uniform and our veterans.
All right. Here, Governor. And next time you're in the area, you're always welcome to stop by.
Thanks, Scott, very much. You have a great week.